The Outdoor Co-op, REI, will officially open for business in Vernon Hills later this week in the Melody Farms Shopping Center on North Milwaukee Avenue. The new store planned will support a growing outdoor community in the Chicago area. This is an example of how co-ops are expanding and creating jobs throughout the area. And we thought we'd bring in today Doug O'Brien, President and CEO of the National Cooperative Business Association, to talk a little bit about this morning. Doug, good morning. Welcome to the opening bell.
Hey, Steve. It's great to be with you this morning.
So REI is a really good example of co-ops. Let's begin there with you giving us sort of an idea of what they are and how they run.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's exciting news about REI opening the store in your area. So co-ops are they're businesses that are owned and run and benefit the people who use the business. Now, REI, that's an example of a consumer cooperative. So food co-ops are another example of a consumer co-op. There's other types of co-ops. I think a lot of your listeners, particularly those in rural areas and agriculture, they know about farm co-ops, and these are producer co-ops. They're owned by the farmers. The farmers, market their grain. They get their inputs through a business that they own, and they control. And if there's profit to that business, it comes back to that farmer, or for REI, it comes back to the consumer.
And so, give us a sense of some more brands that we might be familiar with besides REI. And also give us a sense of how these co-ops might be flourishing or not.
Well, you bet. So that's a great question because I think a lot of people don't necessarily understand just how broad and deep the cooperative community is. We 1 in 3 people across the United States are members of a co-op, and co-ops include credit unions. So those local credits, some of the bigger regional credit unions, those are owned and they're run by the people who use that credit union. Other, brands that people would certainly recognize in the Chicago region, Ace Hardware, that's a co-op. That's a different type of cooperative. It's called a purchasing cooperative. So those stores, the Ace Hardware stores, those small business owners, they come together to get to scale so that they can compete against some of the big box stores. The GrowMark is a cooperative that farmers own in the Illinois area. National brands include Organic Valley, Cabot Creamery, Riceland. The list goes on and on. In agriculture and food, a lot of the particularly in the specialty crop, fruits and vegetables are owned and run by farmers and their cooperatives.
There's another example of this here in Chicago. Actually, in my neighborhood in Uptown, they've announced plans for a Chicago Market co-op that's going to go into about 13,000 square feet. It's going to be a local, sustainable grocery store with a lot of produce. So that's very exciting. So give us a sense of the rest of the economy, the full economy is moving along at full cylinders right now. How's the co-op situation?
Well, cooperatives, they're a private business. So, as the economy goes, typically that's the way cooperatives go. Some of the recent numbers that we have in terms of the cooperative sector is there's co-ops across the country provide about 2 million jobs and $74 billion in wages. We have a report we're about to release in the next week or two that indicates there's about 64,000 establishments that are cooperatives across the country. There's some big opportunity. We know about, I mentioned, agriculture and farm co-ops. We know about credit unions. Illinois and the WGN region has a lot of rural electric cooperatives. These are places or sectors that have gone to scale with the cooperative business model. But there's some real opportunity in kind of present day when we think about worker cooperatives. There's a lot of interest in the idea of people who work for a business actually owning and running that business. And in particular, as we look at the baby boomers who are moving and transitioning out of owning businesses. About half of all small businesses are owned by baby boomers, counting for about $25 million jobs. And so then the question becomes, what's going to happen to those businesses and what's going to happen to those jobs? We're working with a coalition, and there's a lot of policymakers here in Washington, D.C., that are interested in allowing and kind of encouraging those workers of those small businesses to actually own the business.
So there are opportunities here to not just continue being stable, but for growth as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's a strategy using the cooperative business model that, as we've mentioned, you know, farmers have been using for generations, people in rural communities, people looking for their consumer financing. And there's other ways that the cooperative business model, I mean, it's a way to bring more dollars back to the local community because the people who use the business, they actually own the business. And it's also a way for people to really participate. You know, the people think about cooperatives and they need to think about whether that's the new food co-op in your neighborhood that you're thinking about or a farm co-op out in central Illinois, that it's a business that reflects the values of that community because the people who own that business and run that business are of that community. So it's we see as people are really trying to look for opportunities to participate and kind of control their business, they're looking back at the cooperative business model.
And so let's talk about that a little bit. Let's say if somebody out there listening today thinking about doing this, what are the steps, the first initial steps that they should take into account? What are the challenges of running a co-op?
Yeah, so, you know, in a lot of ways, because the people who use the business own and run the business, those members, if it's a consumer co-op, it's customers, if it's a farm co-op, it's the farmers, those members of the co-op, they need to be a little more sophisticated. You know, it takes a little bit more work to start this business because the people who are going to own the business, you know, need to understand, you know, the fundamentals. And there's a set of cooperative development centers across the country that that we work with a lot here at National Cooperative Business Association. So probably the first thing to do is find your local co-op development center and talk to some of the professionals there about the steps to organize and establish a cooperative. Some of the challenges around building those cooperatives are what I just mentioned, is making sure that the people who are interested in starting that business, starting that food co-op, starting or, you know, doing converting a small business, that they really have the know-how and the skills, you know, not only to do, you know, business plans, but also to be able to organize themselves so that they have a common vision so they can meet their needs.
Organizations like yours obviously provide a great deal of support, but it seems, just doing some research for our talk today, that a lot of communities have started providing benefits as well, whether they be tax benefits or resources. So it seems local communities have been coming on board with seeing how this might be an engine for economic development.
Steve, I like your research. We run a conference, National Cooperative Business Association, called the Cooperative Impact Conference. The next one is actually next week. Last year at the Impact Conference, we focused and really lifted up community leaders, mayors and city councilmen and women who are realizing that the cooperative business model is a way to grow their community and to really empower their people in their community. So we had mayors from Wisconsin, from Illinois, from California, and from a number of other states. And we do see a lot more interest at the local level. You know, historically, the federal policymakers, particularly those who are focused on rural places, have passed policy enabling legislation to help people use cooperatives. That's where the rural electric cooperatives, the agriculture cooperatives. But more and more, it's states and local communities that are interested in encouraging people to start cooperatives.
Doug, how important is the demographic nature of consumers these days? I know we talk a lot about millennials and the impact they're having on the economy. It seems they're a loyal bunch. They like to know where their food comes from. They like to take part in giving money back to their community. Is that demographic going to perhaps drive further demand for co-ops in communities?
Well, we really think so. I think all the points you made, I absolutely agree with those. The other point I think about the millennials and the generations following is that they understand and have lived network in ways that, you know, I was born in 1970, that I will never understand. They grew up with it, with that device in their hand and working, you know, and socializing. And we think that that their innate sense of network and their desire to be part of something suggests that that they'll be very interested in co-ops when they know about them. You know, about 3 years ago, we did a survey on people's understanding of cooperatives. And we found that, you know, less than 25% of people really understand what a cooperative is. But maybe the most interesting thing we found is that when people do understand what a cooperative is, well over 70% of them trust the cooperative, which is, the number is much, much higher than other types of business and entities and you know, other types of associations.
So everybody out there listening, go out and support your local co-op. What would be the first step to do that, Doug?
Well, I'd say just you know, get online and find your local co-op. A lot of them actually use the domain .coop, which we support here, and certainly support them. Become a member, become an owner of the business that you use, whether it's an outdoor outfitter like REI, a local food co-op. If you're a farmer, you know, being active in your farm co-op, join your credit union so that you have a say and actually you benefit from that financial institution that you use. That's what we talk about here at the National Cooperative Business Association, and it's really about empowering people in their business, and that's what we encourage.
Well, great conversation this morning, Doug. We appreciate you being with us this morning. Please come back.
Hey, Steve, thanks a lot.
Doug O'Brien is the president and CEO of the National Cooperative Business Association. You can find them online at ncba.coop. That's ncba.coop.